أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد صدق الله رسوله الرؤيا بالحق لتدخلن المسجد الحرام إن شاء الله آمنين محلقين رؤوسكم ومقصرين لا تخافون فعلم ما لم تعلموا فجعل من دون ذلك فتحا قريبا. This is the last ruku of the surah that we had begun, Surah Al-Fath, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala described the momentous journey of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the sixth year of the Hijrah, when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had seen a dream that Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has embarked on this journey to Makkah Mukarramah, bearing in mind that at that time Makkah Mukarramah was in the hands of the Quraysh of Makkah. They would have debarred Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from entering Makkah. They were enemies with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yet he sees this dream, and also bearing in mind that the dreams of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam are not only true, but they serve as wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from time to time. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam sees himself in the state of ihram, entering Makkah, making tawaf of Baytullah. The next morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs Sahaba, and they are elated, enthusiastic, and they prepare for this journey. The dream of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although being true, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not specify in the dream that he would enter Makkah that very year. And hence, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees the enthusiasm of Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself also prepares for this journey of Umrah. And as we had discussed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stopped from entering Makkah Mukarramah by the Quraysh of Makkah. And subsequent to that, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was signed. And one of the clauses of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was that you will not enter Makkah this year, the sixth year of the Hijrah, but you will enter the seventh year of the Hijrah with ihram, without any arms and ammunition. You would have your swords, but they will be in the sheath. It will not be unsheathed. It will not be open. And together with that, you will remain in Makkah Mukarramah only for a period of 3 days. And then thereafter, you would return to Madinah Munawwara. And the peace treaty also had one clause that there won't be any kind of fighting between the Quraysh of Makkah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the next period of 10 years. So these were some of the aspects that had taken place. And now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves Hudaybiyah. The animals that were brought from Madinah Munawwara as hadi were slaughtered. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had his head shaved, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now returns to Madinah Munawwara. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam returns, as we discussed, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself had some misgivings about this entire thing, that how is it possible that we are on Deenul Haqq and these people are on Batil, and we had to submit to whatever conditions they had put down on this treaty. Going back to Madinah Munawwara, they had to deal with the munafiqeen, that for them it became a point of mockery. They began to mock the Sahaba, that you people could not enter Makkah. You say that the Kaaba is the focal point of your ibadat. You face towards Baytullah. You had this desire of making tawaf of your Kaaba, but that also did not become a reality. How much more weak can you people be as a nation? So all this was happening in the background and the backdrop of the revelation of this part of the surah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ الرُّؤْيَا بِالْحَقِّ. Certainly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed the dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be true, بِالْحَقِّ, with the absolute truth. In other words, there is no doubt whatsoever in this dream that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here uses the past tense sadaqallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already shown it to be true. It has not yet come true, but there is so much of certainty in these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is most certainly going to happen. And then in the next part of the ayat, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses emphasis, لَتَدْخُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ, that you will most certainly, most definitely, undoubtedly enter Masjidul Haram. That is here Allah ta'ala did not speak about only the Haram of Makkah, because when you came to Hudaybiyah, you were there at that point where you had to slaughter your Hadi, that was according to some part of the Haram of Makkah. But here you will most certainly enter the Masjidul Haram, insha'Allah. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand uses absolute certainty, and on the other hand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, insha'Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. Now here some of the commentators have elaborated on this, that Allah himself knows what his desire was. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what he wanted, what his irada was, what his mashiyat was, but yet Allah himself says, insha'Allah, to show an extra emphasis that this will happen, and also to show the ummah that we should also learn to say insha'Allah and attribute and leave our matters in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aminin, in a state of security, in a state of being absolutely secure. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another very, very subtle point that was a reality in the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know that Makkah Mukarrama is to the south of Medina Munawwara. The Quraysh of Makkah lived in Makkah. They were always a threat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To the north of Medina Munawwara was Khaybar. The Yahud of Medina were also always the Yahud of Khaybar were also a threat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was always the possibility of conniving between the Quraysh and the Yahud of Khaybar. So if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have went on this journey, and if the treaty was not signed, if there was any form of skirmish, if there was any kind of attack, then always the possibility had existed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have got an attack from the people of Khaybar, the Yahud of Khaybar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the treaty of Hudaybiyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had set out the seerah in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with such precision that in the month of Zulhijjah, Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes back to Medina Munawwara, Muharram, and then Safar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is commanded by Allah to check the people of Khaybar, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam victory over the people of Khaybar. So that is out of the way. And now going forward for this Umrah, the peace treaty has been signed. So there is absolutely no possibility of any attack from the people of Makkah Mukarrama because of the treaty. The people of Khaybar have now subdued and they have submitted, and hence Aminin, in absolute security, in absolute peace. مُحَلِّقِينَ رُؤُوسَكُمْ وَمُقَصِّرِينَ, and in the state that when you have completed your Umrah, you would have your heads shaved, and there would be some that will clip the hair. At the time of Hajjatul Wada, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, رَحِمَ muhalliqin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon those that shave the heads. That is obviously at the time after Hajj or after Umrah. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal muqassirin, and what about those that have the hair clipped off? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again, for the second and the third time, and according to some narrations for the fourth time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, rahimallahu al-muhalliqin. He made dua three or four times for those people that have their heads shaved after they had performed the Umrah or they have performed the Hajj. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows the superiority of halaq, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it first, that the head should be shaved, it is better. But if you clip it also, there is permissibility, there is evidence and text in the Quran, in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, la takhafun, and you will have no fear whatsoever when you enter Makkah Mukarramah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then subsequently entered Makkah Mukarramah in the 7th year of the Hijrah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had completed this Umrah, which is known as Umratul Qadha in the Seerah and the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَعَلِمَ مَا لَمْ تَعْلَمُ. Thereafter Allah says that Allah knows that which you did not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had something more in store for you. You had this journey of Umrah in mind, O Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Your hearts and your minds were linked and attached to the Baytullah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had something greater for you. مِن دُونِ ذَلِكَ. Before that, فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا, as a close victory. And this would either refer to the victory of Khaybar, that in the month of Safar the following year, Allah had given this victory. Only those that participated in the Treaty of Hudaybiyah on that journey were allowed to go with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Khaybar, and that conquest had taken place. And Fath-e Qarib would also refer to the Treaty of Hudaybiyah itself, that became the gateway of many, many people accepting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that sent His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the hidayat, with the guidance. That in between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the booty that will be accomplished by Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, acquired and attained by them. But the truth and the reality is this, that Allah has sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with hidayat, with guidance. Wadeen al-haq, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent him with the true deen. And this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such, لِيُذْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ, that it would become dominant over every other way of life. And we had seen in the very time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, most of the Arabian Peninsula accepted the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of Bahrain, the people of Yemen accepted the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, his dominance continued during the reign and the khilafat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in. And that continued, and this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had become dominant. Wakafa billahi shahida. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a witness to see that how this deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had become dominant, that you had the Umrah in mind, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had something far greater in mind, that the treaty be signed so that more and more people accept the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.